Belinda and Penguin Random House Australia present this unabridged recording of The Farmer's Friend, written by Fiona MacArthur and read by Caroline Lee. The October wind twirled coffee-coloured willy willies south across the Queensland border. Spirals spawned into dust beings where hot road tar met dry, desiccated dirt. Gracie Olivia Sparks stared out of the passenger window beside Jed, christened Joshua Edwards, watching the funnels of dirt and dreaming of her new home. Her fingers rested on Jed's warm, jeans-clad thigh in the battered F-250 utility he'd bought cheap. The old ute towed the horse float easily, a makeshift trailer Jed had panel-beaten back into shape, though it still looked like an origami tube of crinkled paper. Inside the float, furniture groaned and shifted, even when it had been jammed with pillows, and suitcases of clothes jostled the carefully positioned second-hand baby cradle as it rocked. Everything swayed and made music like a retro theatre company serenading tyres on bitumen, with the fencing equipment as the baritone, and Jed's tools as the countertenor to Gracie's mezzo-soprano kitchen implements. "We're singing our way into New South Wales," Gracie said.
"Yodelay,"
Jed sang, not in tune, but happily. His excitement for this new venture made her mouth twitch, and she pushed away the precariousness of their finances that was weighing on her mind, if not Jed's. Outside, a funnel of grit passed across the truck's bonnet in a swirl of crackling gravel rain and pattered over the roof of the cab.
"I like horse floats."
Jed flicked his gaze up to check the rearview mirror.
"Floats fit everything, and they keep the dust out better than a trailer too."
"Yes, Jed." She'd wanted to hire a trailer from a petrol station, self-haul and return, and not outlay capital expenditure, not to mention yearly registration costs. But Jed had spouted how useful floats were, and she'd given in. He shook his head in admiration for the lumbering box behind them.
"Maybe we could get a few floats and hire them out at our new store."
Oh boy, he was starting already. But Gracie had to smile because his exuberance was one of the traits she loved about him. "Let's just get the store going first before we add a new venture."
"Did I tell you Featherwood's on the plateau, Gracie? The surrounding countryside's in drought, but we're on the edge of a fertile belt that almost always stays green. There's a creek that's still running behind the house, and higher there are waterfalls in some of the gullies out of town. There are big falls somewhere out past Featherwood that we'll have to find for a picnic. Even in summer, the creeks are cold and boulder-filled, though a bit slow at the moment. I think you'll love it."